Dr. Warren Slayton is a board-certified physiatrist who is trained at the best institutions for medical school through fellowship training. He graduated from Washington University Medical School in St. Louis. He completed a residency in physical medicine and rehabilitation at University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey at Newark and Kessler Institute for Rehabilitation. After a few years of practice, he completed a spine fellowship at Florida Spine Institute in Clearwater, Florida. He is board-certified in physical medicine and rehabilitation with a subspecialty certification in pain medicine, medical acupuncture, ozone therapy, and bioidentical hormone replacement. With training in musculoskeletal ultrasound, prolotherapy, neural prolotherapy, platelet-rich plasma injections, and neural therapy, Dr. Slayton has now brought all of his experience and expertise together to establish the Regenerative Healing Center right here in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. Now, here's Dr. Slayton.
Good evening. This is Dr. Warren Slayton, and welcome to the Regenerative Healing Show. This week's topic, we'll be talking about visceral fat, insulin resistance, and hormones, and inflammation, and how they tie together. So I look forward to telling you about this medical story that needs to get out there so more people can be helped from this information. And I am live at the WABC studio right on top of Madison Square Garden, so you can reach me at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222, or you can call me after the show. My office is the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey, where you can reach me after the show at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. You can also check out my YouTube channel, The Regenerative Healing Show, and you could check out my website, njhormones.com, njhormones.com. So let's talk about visceral fat. So the visceral fat means the fat around the organs, and this is a very important fat type of fat to be aware of, because visceral fat is deadly. And when I say deadly, is that it is the cause of many diseases. And that's because it generates very harmful reactions in the body that I'm going to talk about tonight. And visceral fat is not the same as the overall fat in our body. What's interesting about visceral fat is that there's the visible fat that we see when someone, let's say, is overweight. So they might have a spare tire. They might have a big belly. And you see the fat very visibly on their body. And chances are someone with a lot of fat on the outside also is more likely to have a lot of fat on the inside. And that's the visceral fat, the very dangerous kind of fat. But what's interesting, though, is even someone who is normal weight or even thin can have visceral fat. And so that fat is not visible, and it doesn't show up as that big belly or the spare tire, but it's in there, and it can be causing problems. So someone needs to be aware of their health, and if they're having health problems despite being of normal weight, that is something that they need to look at to make sure that they don't have visceral fat, and if they do, to address it. And we're going to talk about addressing it on today's show as well. So what is the big danger of visceral fat? Well, the big danger of visceral fat is that visceral fat can produce what's called inflammatory cytokines. These are chemical messengers in the body that lead to increased inflammation. And this increased inflammation is a very big danger to our health. And the reason it's such a danger is because what some of this inflammation can lead to are when the inflammatory cytokines send their messages inside the heart, that could lead to heart disease. So, and it could, if it sends the message to the arteries, that can lead to decreased circulation to the organs or even a stroke. A stroke is decreased circulation, results from decreased circulation to the brain. And so this is because the inflammation, the cytokines, create the atmosphere, the breeding ground for clot formation. So when the clots form in the cardiac blood vessels, that can lead to a heart attack. That's what heart disease is all about. Someone might have angina or angina, if you will. And that angina, that chest pain from heart disease, is because there's lack of enough circulation to the heart muscle, and its demand, it can't keep up with the demand to do certain activities. When these clots occur in the arteries, again, that's what leads to stroke and decreased blood flow. So all of this results from these inflammatory cytokines, and these cytokines are much more amply produced when there's an increased visceral fat. So you want to do what you can to prevent that visceral fat. Another aspect that we need to be aware of that these cytokines create is they create an environment that can lead to cancer. And so cancer, again, results from increased inflammation many times, and that increased inflammation leads to an unhealthy environment for the cells, and they lose the regulatory control over cell growth, and a group of them, and once you have this unhealthy environment, that can be an environment for cancer cells to thrive, and unfortunately that can lead to terrible outcomes. And so what you want to do, you won't make your cancer risk zero. There's always a risk for cancer, of course, but to minimize that cancer risk, you want to minimize your inflammation, and to minimize your inflammation, you want to reduce your visceral fat. So that is such a key to maintaining your health, is to get that visceral fat down. And another aspect, another thing to be aware of when there is increased visceral fat, is you're much more at risk for insulin resistance. What does insulin resistance mean? That means that your body is producing insulin, and it starts to produce so much insulin through this that's encouraged by the visceral fat, that your cells don't respond as well to the insulin. And so because they don't respond as well to the insulin, the message doesn't get delivered that the insulin is trying to tell the cell doesn't get delivered as well. The cell, there's insulin resistance, and the body makes more insulin. And when that happens, there is increased visceral fat that forms because this insulin resistance happens. So here's that cycle, okay? And it's not a very pretty cycle. It's actually a vicious cycle. So you have increased visceral fat, and that leads to insulin resistance. When you have the insulin resistance, that leads to increased insulin, and the increased insulin leads to more stored fat, which means further increased insulin resistance. So and further fat. So it's really, you don't want to get into this cycle, and it's a very bad cycle to be in. So I'm going to teach you and tell you how to avoid this, how to prevent this cycle from developing. And I'm also going to tell you what to do once that cycle starts, how you can break it up. So this is going to be a great show for you if you're dealing with these issues, or you want to avoid dealing with these issues. So again, this is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. Right now, I'm at the top of Madison Square Garden, live at the WABC studio here. So you can reach me live at the studio at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Or you can call me after the show at my office in Ridgewood at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. Or you can check my website out, njhormones.com, njhormones.com. And definitely check out my YouTube channel where you'll learn some things. Right now I have some shows about prolotherapy there, and that's on the Regenerative Healing Show. And that's going to be the YouTube channel is a little over a month old. I'm adding a show a week, so hopefully you'll start to see more shows, and enjoy them. So again, today we're talking about visceral fat, inflammation, and insulin resistance. And now we're going to talk about what to do about this. So now you have, again, let's take you back to where we're up to. We're in this vicious cycle of increased fat, especially visceral fat, increased inflammation, and increased insulin resistance. The increased insulin resistance leads to further increased insulin, which leads to further increased fat. And you got to break this cycle or your health is in grave danger. And so one of the ways that we are going to do that, and we're going to talk about a great way to start to break up this cycle, is with hormones. So the great thing about hormones is that many of the hormones, and I love to use bioidentical hormones, and I'm going to get more specific about which hormones in just a moment. Many of the hormones eat away at the visceral fat, okay? And so that's a great way to start breaking up this cycle. And once the visceral fat starts to decrease, the insulin resistance starts to decrease, and you start reversing this terrible cycle. So for men, okay, and here's another part of the vicious cycle that is interesting. When you have increased visceral fat, okay, your testosterone levels start to decrease. So the fat's going up and the testosterone's going down. So again, here is another aspect of that vicious cycle that works against you. So the decreased testosterone, unfortunately, also leads to increased fat, okay? And that's because testosterone itself has a role in decreasing the fat. It improves metabolism, and it metabolizes that fat. It converts that fat to muscle. So by converting that fat to muscle, you are able to break up the cycle of turning that fat to muscle, you're able to start to break up that cycle. So how do you break the cycle? You give testosterone. So when your testosterone level is going low and then you give testosterone, you start to reverse the cycle. And that's what you want to do. You want to reverse this vicious cycle. And you reverse the cycle by taking that visceral fat, turning it into muscle. And once you have the decreased fat, your body will be more likely to make testosterone, and that insulin resistance will start to decrease, the inflammation will start to decrease, and you're going to start to get much healthier. And the other thing that happens also with giving testosterone is you're lowering your risk of a lot of the diseases I've been talking about. So you lower your risk of heart disease because there's less visceral fat, less inflammation, so less likelihood of clots forming. Okay, so that's real important. Now, a big concern about a lot when I mentioned to a lot of my male patients about starting testosterone is, what about prostate cancer? Well, everyone associates testosterone with prostate cancer because the testosterone is kind of the male hormone and the prostate is the gland that just men have. But what's very interesting is that men who take testosterone, who have higher testosterone levels, generally have lower Gleason scores if they are diagnosed with prostate cancer. Gleason scores are the index of how severe the prostate cancer is. And the higher the Gleason score, the more severe the prostate cancer, and the worse the prognosis. So those with low testosterone levels had increased higher Gleason scores, which means that the prostate cancer that did show up was more severe. Those with higher testosterone levels had lower Gleason scores. And why would that be? Well, you're lowering the inflammation, so you're lowering the you're making the environment less favorable for cancer development by lowering that inflammation. And testosterone helps lower that inflammation. So testosterone does not cause prostate cancer. Giving testosterone does not. So that's been shown in multiple studies. And break reducing your risk for prostate cancer, or at least more severe prostate cancer, can be achieved with testosterone replacement, because your testosterone levels will be higher. So odds are, if you get testosterone cancer, you're more likely to have a lower Gleason score with a higher testosterone level. So now let's talk about, for women, what's a good way for women to eat away at this visceral fat? Well, for women, especially once they've reached menopause, they have lost their estrogen and progesterone production. And but because they've lost their estrogen and progesterone production, they get increased visceral fat. And how is this manifest? Well, during menopause, women gain on average about 10 to 15 pounds. And I can assure you that they are not gaining muscle. They are gaining fat. And more important, they're gaining a lot of visceral fat. So, and again, visceral fat is the very dangerous kind of fat for their health. And that's why a lot of women tell me they've had different medical problems that develop at the onset of menopause. So heart disease increases dramatically for women around menopause and soon after. And all kinds of inflammatory diseases, even thyroid disease increases around the time of menopause. What's the common denominator? They're getting, they're losing the estrogen and progesterone, and they're getting increased fat and increased inflammation. And this increased inflammation leads to these kinds of diseases. So they're at a lot more increased risk for heart disease once women lose their estrogen and progesterone. And the way to prevent that and the way to reduce that fat is by taking by replacing estrogen and progesterone. And it's a very safe thing to do and a very healthy thing to do, because it reduces your risk of heart disease, it reduces even your risk of Alzheimer's, and it reduces your risk of osteoporosis. So again, this is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right at the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. Right now, I'm at the WABC studio, so you can reach me at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. You can reach me at my office right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey, at the Regenerative Healing Center at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. You can reach me at, you can check out my YouTube channel, The Regenerative Healing Show, or you can check out my website, njhormones.com, njhormones.com. So now we've talked about a couple of ways to break up this cycle, and I want to talk about another way that hormones can help break up the cycle of visceral fat and inflammation, and that's with thyroid hormone. Okay, thyroid hormone is a key driver of metabolism, and when someone is hypothyroid, has low thyroid, they unfortunately have increased visceral fat. Many of my patients who have thyroid problems, before we get started, they say, well, no matter how much I seem to be dieting, I can't seem to lose weight. Well, the reason is because your metabolism is so impaired because of thyroid deficiency. So the lab tests will frequently show an elevated TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. That means that's produced in the brain. So the brain is working harder to stimulate the thyroid, but the thyroid isn't responding as well as it should. So the thyroid levels are low. And when that happens, the fat increases, the visceral fat increases. So by giving thyroid to those who need it, that is a great way to reduce their visceral fat and break up that cycle and reduce the inflammation that the thyroid problem causes, that the increased visceral fat causes. So it's a great way to get started to break up this cycle. And I want to stress that it's not just taking the hormones, but taking the hormones is a great way to initiate the reduction of fat, the reduction of inflammation, and so that's a great way to get the healing process started. So right now I have a call from Dave in Airmont, New York. Dave?
Hi, doctor. I just caught your show when I turned on the radio, so thank you for being there. I had testicular cancer 42 years ago.
Yes.
And in the last several years, my PSA, my testosterone was almost none, like 32, and I started taking testosterone, but then I got prostate cancer. So that was cured last May, a year and a half ago. And I'm wondering, is there a chance that I might be a candidate to take testosterone again?
So if your PSA is down to below one, so that's a cure of your prostate cancer, you're definitely a candidate to take testosterone, but we'd have to evaluate your labs, see where you're at, and look at your overall health and see if that's a possibility. But if your prostate cancer is treated and it's resolved with the PSA less than one, then yes, you may be a candidate.
Now what kind of doctor are you? Again, I just turned on your show. I didn't hear the whole thing.
So I'm a wellness physician. I've been a pain physician for many years. And when I was treating pain, I learned the benefits of hormones for my pain patients. So I've been treating my pain patients with hormones for many years. And I see the benefit. And so I'm treating seeing the benefit of hormones for everybody. So I've been introducing the idea of this to all my patients, not just my pain patients. So that is how I got started with hormones and continuing to help more and more patients with them.
Okay. Well, what's your office number again? You gave it before.
Yeah, it's 201-882-1500. So.
All right, we'll give you a call. Say hello then. Thank you.
Okay. And Dave, if you hold on and give your information to the call screener, I can call you back and follow up and see if you have any further questions.
Be great. Thank you.
Okay. So I just want to, we have a few minutes left, so if you want to call, I might have to talk to you after the show. But either way, you can still call now and at 800-848-WABC, and I'll talk to you after the show. But what I wanted to talk about now, again, with that vicious cycle of the visceral fat and how the hormones help break up that cycle, what I wanted to emphasize is not just the hormones, but the hormones are an excellent first step. That's what I started to talk about. Now, exercise and diet are a key, but I can tell you that a lot of my patients who are either menopausal, they're tired, or have low thyroid and have or low testosterone, they have no energy. And exercising for them is very difficult. They also may have a lot of inflammation in their body, so and that inflammation can sometimes correlate with pain. So no energy, inflamed joints, it's very hard to get started in an exercise program. But once you start the hormone replacement, that is a great way to achieve a few things. One, it gives you more energy, and two, it gives you more motivation to exercise. It reduces the inflammation in your body so that it can also help with your pain. So once that energy improves, then the patients who have all this fat, all of a sudden, once their hormone levels get better and they have more energy, they're able to exercise better. And when they're able to exercise better, they further reduce their risk of diseases and further reduce their risk of inflammation and start to reduce that visceral fat. And once the fat is down, it's even easier to exercise. So it's really transformative the way once you break up the once you reduce the fat and start to reduce the inflammation, you break that cycle and really improve one's health, not just for the short term, but for long term health. So I have I have a call here from Ant. So we'll take that in a minute. I just want to, again, emphasize that by starting with hormone replacement and then improving your overall health and reducing your inflammation, even get started with exercise, it's a great way to dramatically improve your health. And I hope I can help you do that at the Regenerative Healing Center. So I have Anne in New Jersey. Anne?
Yes, thank you. If I came in with my underarm bomb temperature for after several days and many symptoms of thyroid, underactive thyroid, what would the procedure be after that? I mean, would I be able to get a prescription for thyroid right then?
Usually I would be, I don't know when the last time you had your lab work checked, but I generally would check your lab work. If you've had recent lab work, that's a definite possibility. You know, you will, I assure you, you'll get a thorough evaluation. So by the fact that you told me you checked your underarm temperature tells me you have a lot of knowledge about this issue. So I would definitely be happy to talk about this. I do have some shows on the thyroid that you, an article on the thyroid on my website, and there are at least one or two podcasts on the thyroid that I think you'll find interesting as well. But that would definitely be something that we would look at. You know, if your labs are recent, then the answer could be yes. But then I would otherwise check labs and then see where you're at and then go from there.
How recent? I have January 2017.
Oh, no, it would need to be more recent than that. So there, we would do an updated lab, and we could talk about that. So I don't know if you gave my call screener your number. We have that. So I will give you a call, and we could talk about how to do that. But, Anne, if you could be on hold for just a minute, I just want to finish up because I have just another minute or so here. I want to tell you that you're listening to the Regenerative Healing Show. We've been talking about inflammation, how to reduce fat and thereby reduce your inflammation and reduce your insulin resistance. And the best way to do that is to start with bioidentical hormones that start to break that cycle, whether it's testosterone for men, estrogen and progesterone for women, thyroid for those who need it, and then get going with an exercise program. And I know that might seem intimidating to you now if you have a lot of inflammation, but once you start taking the hormones, you're going to be motivated to be more active and more mobile. And so it's going to really start to change your life around. I didn't even talk about all the weight loss, but you're reducing your visceral fat and fat overall. So again, this is Dr. Warren Slayton at the Regenerative Healing Center, right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. You can call me at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. If you call at 800-848-9222, I'll speak to you right after the show. Check out my website, njhormones.com, njhormones.com, and my YouTube channel, The Regenerative Healing Show. I look forward to talking to you next week about a novel treatment called neurotherapy, and it emphasizes how to balance your autonomic nervous system. I look forward to talking to you about that then. Again, Dr. Warren Slayton, 201-882-1500.